Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 61 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from Kyle, Texas at the Tech Scoo Summit. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I just butchered that. Oh, well, that's okay. We're leaving this in too. And so I've been sitting here chatting with some great teachers from Cypress, some Cyfair. Isn't that the school district where you guys teach?
Sampson Elementary.
Very good. So let's get names real quick.
I'm Brittany Bondi.
All right.
Alexis Crutchfield.
And
Katrina Yang.
Very good. And you guys all teach?
Second and third grade.
Very good. And one thing that these ladies have in common is that they use Seesaw in their classroom. And I know lots and lots of teachers have fallen in love with Seesaw and how kids can, you know, share stuff with each other and the parents can get involved in everything. So we're just going to kind of go around the circle and just hit you with a whole bunch of like tips and ideas for using Seesaw and ways that they use it in class. I'm going to start with Brittany.
It's a great digital portfolio for the kids to put any kind of activities that they're doing in class that they're excited about, or if you have an assignment, we can post an assignment and then they can go and do the assignment and you can see when it's finished.
Very good. Do kids like putting their stuff on Seesaw so that other people can see it?
Yes, absolutely. They're always begging, can I put this on Seesaw? And I'm like, yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, right? Alexis.
One thing that we did was anytime they do Google Slides, they can upload their Google Slides straight into the Seesaw so their parents can see it and comment, and then anybody else that they kind of have associated into their Seesaw account can see it also.
Nice. That's cool. And does that? I bet that's probably put like a new dimension on creating those presentations if other people are going to see it, right?
Yeah, definitely, because they know that other people and their family and their grandparents can see it, and so they really put a lot of work and effort into it.
Yeah. Love that. That's good. Katrina.
I think education has changed so much that I always wish parents could see how we're teaching things.
Yeah.
And so you can email them and explain it as much as you want, but they don't always read our emails, but they will look at anything their child posts.
Yeah.
So you can have the kids do videos of themselves teaching each other things, so they're learning from each other, but then their parents also see how we're teaching things in the classroom.
Yeah. And has that built that connection with parents, like, to a whole different level with you?
I feel like they really understand, like, not just what we're teaching, but why we're teaching it the way that we're teaching it.
Okay. That's awesome. Very good. Brittany, you got anything else? I bet you do.
Oh, I don't know. It's just the parents see what is going on every day in class. So it's been so helpful. And the kids know what to expect. And it's also taught them digital citizenship. So
Yeah. Okay, so there's the digital citizenship side of that, too. What are some ways that you see your kids growing out of that whole, like, digital citizenship thing? I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. I hope that's okay.
I mean, they just know, like, what is important and what's not important and how to search things and what is, you know, okay for them to do and to teach each other things as well.
Very good. Very good. Okay, continuing on with, like, tips, any, like, If anybody was coming to you brand new on Seesaw, they'd never really used it before, is there anything you wish that you knew when you got started? Again, I'm kind of like putting you guys on the spot. You got something?
Through Twitter, they do PD in your PJs, and you can sign up to do, through Seesaw, sign up to do PD. And it's awesome because you can do it in your own time, and it's fabulous.
Very good. Do you have something on? Okay, go ahead.
I think just jumping in and doing it, because my students have taught me a lot of stuff that I didn't even realize you can do. And when I look at their posts, I comment, hey, you need to teach us how to do this tomorrow. And then they show the class how to do it. So a lot of the learning that's happened hasn't been from me.
Awesome. Ah, this has been the best stuff. Very good. So Katrina Yang, Alexis Crutchfield, and Brittany Bondi. You guys are from Cyfair. And what was the name of the school
Sampson
one more time?
Elementary.
Sampson Elementary. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. This has been great.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.